This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. Same number as always. Same host as always. We're just in a different place. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2012 edition, Rogers Campground. Same place as it's been the last few years. It's a great location. From what I understand, the largest campground in New Hampshire. I don't know if that's a true statement or not, but that's what I understand, because at some point, I have a feeling the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to outgrow Rogers Campground, and then I don't know what happens.
At some point, maybe this year.
I don't know about that.
We'll have to
talk to the organizer at some point and see what the, you know, what the status is on ticket sales and things like that. Because the last I heard, they were...
It's a gathering of libertarians. There's no way for us to know until it happens. But, you know, last year there were more than 1,000 people. And this year, likely to be, you know, grow from there.
Yeah, and I just think it's such a great event. It's so, there's so much going on here. It's a lot to talk about. But we also want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. So let's go to Evan listening in New York. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Evan. What's on your mind tonight?
Quick question, specifically for Ian. Correct me if I'm wrong. At one point in time, you were dating Julie.
Julia, who is one of the ladies on my this show. Yes, that's correct.
But you're not currently dating.
Yeah, it depends on how you define dating. But what's the relevance of this to our national
audience? No, please continue to ask, because he would love to talk to me about my personal issues. Do not let him get out of this if you have some kind of question.
Because I feel like at one time it was very clear on the show, you were open about it, and then something happened, and I feel like we never got clarity on it. I mean, you don't have to go on too much on it. The reason I'm asking is because I'm going through a breakup right now, and it's my first kind of real adult relationship at the age of 24. And like, I feel that I want to get back with this person, even though they dumped me. Maybe, I don't know. It just drives me insane, and like, I don't know what to do. And but you
help the guy out. Tell him what happened.
Julia, and I'm like, well, if he's fine with Julia, maybe I have a chance to, like, be fine with...
I don't know. I generally think that's probably not a good idea to get back together, especially if the person is not interested in getting back together with you. And that's what this person who you're talking about, they are not interested in being your partner. You were broken up with, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I was broken up with. I kind of dropped the ball a little bit in the relationship. And,
gotcha.
But the thing about it is, the relationship takes two people, so, I mean, we both kind of made mistakes. But,
sure. Well, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. I mean, that's just how things go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if she's not expressing any interest in you, then there's no point in, I would say, you know, keeping a flame alive or anything like that. I mean, with my relationship, we broke up for a time, but we were always very, very, I guess, close. You know, there wasn't really bad blood between us, so to speak. So that probably is a factor as to why we're still getting along today. So there's that. I don't know whether we're officially in a relationship or not. I don't think we are. But she's still my friend, and I still love having her on the air on Free Talk Live, and I think a lot of people enjoy hearing from her. So does that help you with your question?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like we kind of broke up, but she still wants to be friends. Like, we were best friends before we, like, decided to go and take it to the relationship level. And so, I don't know, I guess the most I should hope for at this point.
Hold on. If you're hoping for something, in my opinion, if you're hoping for something more than friendship in the relationship, and she's broken up with you and then wants to be friends, and you're hoping for more, the best thing for you is to, you know, take some time off. Get, you know, we can be friends in a year. And then, you know, in that amount of time, you're going to need to heal up yourself. You need to move on yourself. Because otherwise, if you're just chasing after her while she's, you know, dating other boys or doing whatever it is she's doing, and it's not a healthy relationship at all. Zero. So the best thing to do is, at this point, the best thing to do for your friendship with her is to be comfortable with where you are. And if you're not comfortable, you shouldn't be with her. You shouldn't be trying to be friends with her.
All right. Okay. And the other thing that we have going on is that we currently live together. And
that's great.
Like, that's the twist in all of this.
Yeah, that definitely changes how things play out.
Yeah. So are you living together for financial reasons? Haven't moved on, that kind of thing?
Well, we were both at the time very financially stable independently of one another. We just, it was more of a, I lived in a situation, she lived in a situation that was bad, and we both, like, wanted to get out, and they had no other options. I mean, had any luck on our own, so we thought, oh, let's
so just
together.
To clarify, you were living together while you were together, or
yes,
after
yeah.
you broke up, you moved in together?
No, we were living together while we were together.
And how long have you been broken up now?
2 months.
2 months.
And you're still living together?
Yes.
Are you okay. still sleeping in the same bed?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So has she had dates over?
No. But she
yet.
Kind of
not
laid.
Yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Well, she told me, this is recent news yesterday, she was telling me that she's into another one of her best friends, but he lives mm-hmm. in Cleveland and we live in
okay.
New York. But
all
they're
right.
going to try some, like, long-distance thing. But it's like, I don't get it. And I feel like it's super recent from, like, what we've been through, you know?
Of course you do.
To, like, jump in. And she's like, oh, I made
it. If it was 2 years, you'd feel like it's super recent.
you
feel like it's super recent. Look, if you had a girlfriend, you wouldn't care how recent this was. So, I mean, it's not whether it's recent or not. It's whether you are still in love with her or not. And, you know, I mean, she's looking at other guys. And that's you know, that's just the reality of it. When somebody gives you a breakup, it wasn't your idea, and everybody else's ideas stink. Only it's your idea. Your ideas are the only good ones in life. So
right.
you just have to come to the realization that it's your idea that you're moving on. Until it's your idea to move on, then you're not going to be able to move on, and it's always going to be too soon.
Well, and he's probably going to find out that once he does move on, if she is ever going to be interested in him again, that's
yes.
when he'll find out.
Absolutely. If you know, and this isn't the reason to move on, but she's not going to be interested in with you until you're moved on, okay?
But then she
can get back together with you. She can get back together with you at any moment in time she wants to. She doesn't.
I understand that. I just feel like
yep.
if I move on, she comes back, and I'm doing other things. It's just like, I don't know.
It's a nasty situation.
Yeah, there's nobody listening right now. The very few people who are listening right now who have the advice, keep pining after this girl. That's the best thing for you. Nobody is thinking that. Okay?
All right. Fair enough.
I'm sorry.
People are laughing here.
I'm trying to be brutally honest. This has happened to me 4 or 5 times. I've been sitting in this position. I get it, man. You know, it's painful. It's no fun.
We're going to make mistakes. You know, like, I've never
yeah.
been in
But you haven't made
like
a mistake. I mean, there's no mistake. I mean, you know, if you've learned from something, you've learned that if you want to be in a relationship, you need to pay this much more attention or whatever. That's fine and dandy. But, I mean, you thought this was going to be the relationship that you spent your whole life in?
No, and that's the thing.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know. Like, I was just going with it kind of thing.
There you go.
And then, but at the same time, we were together and doing all this stuff and rubbed off on me. And I think I kind of took the relationship for granted in that respect because I kind of took it very on a surface level. And then when it was gone, I was like, wait a minute. This is not good.
Here's the good news. There are more than 3 billion women out there.
That's true. Hey, Evan, I hope that it's been of some assistance to you, has it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I can always call in some other time when you guys...
You certainly can. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Special guest on the third microphone with us here, TSA George. Welcome back. You're regular here at Porkfest.
Yeah, this is my 4th Porkfest so far, and I guess after tonight I'll go and listen to Every Rose Has Its Thorn after that last caller.
So what's up, man? What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to pretty much talk about the fact that this is the longest journey I took coming to Porkfest. I actually traveled 10,000 miles this time around.
10,000 miles?
I came in from Phuket, Thailand.
Phuket?
Yeah. And
that's not how I would have pronounced
you
it.
You got to say that
Hang
right
on
the air.
855. Hey, we'll come back with you here in a moment, George. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything you want here. Even though we're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, plenty of time for you, your thoughts, if you make the call. And you really can bring up anything. 855-453. We're live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it is great to be here seeing new faces, as always, as well as some friendly faces, folks that have been here for many years. And one of those people is our very own TSA George, in that you've been a listener of the show for a long time, an attendee of the Porcupine Freedom Festival for a long time. And welcome back, man.
And this is my fourth Perk Fest, and I've been listening since 2005 to the show.
So you were just getting into something before we had to go away to the break there.
Yeah, I was talking about how I just before coming here, I just came in from Thailand, essentially. And
you are just all over the place. What, now, as somebody who actually works for the TSA,
yeah.
and at the same time holds the ideas of liberty. It must be difficult, I'm sure, sometimes. But what do you see, like, what do you see when you go around the world, the different security? I mean, obviously, you probably always, you know, if you are a waiter and you go to different restaurants, you're always assessing, you know, how the other waiters are and how the service is there. So what are your assessments of security around the world?
Well, in Phuket, Thailand, it's basically a total joke, really. I went through security and I had my like sunglasses case, for example. I didn't put it through the X-ray. I just put it to the side of the metal detector that walked on through. They did not even look at it. And it's a pretty big sunglasses case, and it didn't bother to look inside. I could have had like pieces to a gun, big knife, whatever. You know, when you set off the metal detector, they'll just casually wave a wand over you. For example, in my case, they waved a wand over my belt buckle because my belt set it off. And they didn't bother to tell me to take it off to put it through the X-ray. Nothing. I could have had something under that, under that belt, and they never would have known. So, and Phuket was, like I said, a complete joke. And it was like, they say, wow, TSA is really ineffective. They never seen this. However, when I went through security in both Bangkok and Tokyo, coming back right there, both of those were like more on par with, you know, someone who at least takes security a little more seriously.
Would you say that that they are better at security in some places than the TSA?
I'd say Israel probably is. Yeah. But the rest they would be on par or right there. Like, the main difference is on the other countries I've been to is you can keep your shoes on, and some others you can leave your laptop in, but others just still make you take it out.
What's the point in taking one's shoes off going through the metal detector thing?
Well, basically, you can thank Richard Reed for that. They showed us during the training.
That's the shoe bomber guy.
Yeah, the shoe bomber, my bad. Anyway, some shoes come with little hidden compartments. They showed us a pair of sandals that actually have a little compartment in there, probably meant for, like, where you can put your IDs or money or whatever. You don't want to bring your wallet with you. Mm-hmm. And they say you can put prohibited stuff like explosives or whatnot into that, and that's why they make you take your shoes off.
Don't they have those little blowing machines that can find out whether or not you've got explosives?
Oh, that turned out to be unreliable. It kept breaking. Oh, no, not in that. It kept breaking, essentially.
Just the technology was junk, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do those machines cost? Like $1 billion a piece or something crazy like that?
Well, each X-ray actually costs about, I think, $150,000.
Not the X-ray, but the sniffer, the
puffer. Yeah, the
puffer,
yeah. I think a $2 million machine, each of them.
$2 million.
Give or take, right there.
Yeah.
Like, I guess.
And it's just breaking down. Yeah. This is broken down.
Oh, we had all
parts.
Yeah, several machines like that. We had a laser bottle scanner thing, and that didn't last.
A laser bottle scanner?
Yeah, it was like for the liquids, when we were trying to find exceptions to for our liquid policy and stuff. We were coming up with new machines to try to, you know, test the bottles so people could still bring their milk or whatnot for the kids.
That didn't work out.
Well, we finally worked on the machine, found a machine that works, but we went through several before we, you know, figured it out.
So, and what's the purpose of taking your laptop out of your bag? I mean,
it's
got X-ray machines.
Well, laptops,
why do I have to take anything out of the bag?
Laptops are large, complicated electronics, and they're hard to see past, and that's why we tell them to take it off, because it's hard to see what's past that. They're, like I said, they're large, and they're complicated, and they're thick.
So meaning, like, when you look at the X-ray, when you've seen the screens, Mark, I'm sure, where you can kind of, if you look over at the other screening area, you can see what the X-ray screen looks like.
Sure.
The more stuff that's piled on top of each other, the more difficult it is to see the picture of what's going on.
If a bag looks like a Best Buy that was hit by a tornado, it's going to be very hard to see through that, and you're going to probably have to rerun your bag to the X-ray again.
There you go, Mark. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
But yeah, like, anyway, back to Thailand right there. It's amazing how cheap everything is. I stayed at a Crown Plaza-like hotel with a 40-inch TV and fully stocked bar, $24 a night.
What was the internet connectivity like?
Actually, it was on par, better than here at Rogers.
A lot of
included.
Yeah, it was included.
Well, a lot of countries over there have way better internet access than the U.S. I haven't looked at the statistics in a while, but last time I looked, the U.S. was not really in the top tier of most connected countries.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's regulations that are pushing people out of the market.
I would assume that it's regulations. It is that much more difficult to get into the market of providing internet to people.
So yeah, the hotels offer free internet and everything's so much cheaper. Like for example, I get a $2 can of Red Bulls here that normally go for $2. Over there, 33 cents.
Whoa.
Yeah. No joke.
Why?
It's the exchange rate part of it. Like it says 10 baht, and $1 is 30 baht at the time.
Well, plus they're probably also manufacturing the Red Bull over there too, right?
So yeah,
It's not traveling overseas. Usually with Coca-Cola and these other bottlers, they have many. They have, have bottling plants in different regions. I know they've got there's one in Manchester, for instance.
Sure.
So local bottlers kind of handle that for them. That way they don't have to ship product halfway across the world in order for it to get to the store shelves.
So it's local water, complete with what, botulism and radioactivity or whatever.
Yeah, the local water, even the bottled water didn't taste that good, but it was acceptable, and at least I didn't have to go to the bathroom too much.
George, what are you looking forward to at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Too much to mention here. I also taking my new car up Mount Washington to see how it handles those mountain roads.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that Mount Washington is, I guess, the largest ride in America or something like that,
ride.
Something like that. I mean, it's a road that runs up a mountain, and you can't really
call that an amusement ride.
They call it something. I can't remember exactly what the terminology is.
When I think amusement ride,
I look it up on
the
internet,
Gravitron.
But we don't have anything.
I think the Gravitron one.
I get where you're coming from. If you were hanging off the edge of Mount Washington, you might consider it on par with the Gravitron.
That doesn't sound amusing to me.
A couple of hairpin turns up there. But, yeah, it's this amazing mountain that you can drive up rather than having to hike up a mountain.
How long does it take? It's a big mountain, right?
Yeah, maybe 35 minutes, something to get up.
I guess that's a long time.
You do not go quickly.
No.
It's not something you race up.
All right.
Yeah, and definitely don't want to try racing down on that. You'll at the minimum burn out your brakes and probably kill yourself on the way down.
TSA George, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you.
And the brakes on the way down.
And the inside scoop on what's going on with airport security out there from somebody who works for the TSA. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there's just so much to do. We haven't even touched on some of the things that are coming up this week.
The program is chock full.
The program is huge. I don't even know. I mean, it's just humongous. 40 pages, and it's not really chock full of ads either. I mean, it's mostly program.
Yeah. The challenge there is putting it together in a fashion that folks can understand.
It's an attractive guide. It looks good, and we'll tell you more about some of the exciting things that are coming up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And of course, we're going to be bringing excerpts of it to you every single night here live as we continue broadcasting from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porcfest.com, porcfest.com, learn more, and learn how you can get up here. This thing's going on all week long. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at civildispatch.com. That's civildispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. All the features there we give to you. So once again, freetalklive.com. That includes our news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever method is best for you. So drop on by news.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. And I've been playing with a new toy at the LRN.FM studios. It is a lot of fun. It's the C Crane Company's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And this thing is, I call it a toy, but it's a pretty serious piece of electronics. But I love my internet geeky stuff. So 18,000 radio stations, you can tune them in with this device. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 tunes. You can get all of that and more. Shoutcast streams are on this thing. It's a great product. At least I know LRN.FM is available there, and Free Talk Live's live streams are available there, and 17,998 or so more other streams. So
they make it pretty easy to look for the streams too. I mean, the user interface is great on the radio.
You can go to ccrane.com. Actually, Mark, the radio interfaces with a web interface.
I don't know how to say it, but
it's a lot easier
to use it.
So it's a great product, and their quality, the build quality of C-Crane products, if you don't know their products, then you're not aware of this, but the build quality is a very good product as well. It's good stuff. You're going to pay for it. You're going to get what you pay for, though. You're not going to get crap. You're going to get a really good product.
If you're going to use something, you want to get the best one with the best features, because, you're going to use it.
C-Crane.com. Head on over there and mention Free Talk Live when you check out. You get a free flashlight. Once again, ccrane.com, ccrane.com. As we continue here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we'll take your calls, of course, about absolutely anything. Josh is with us listening in Lincoln, Nebraska. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, Josh, what's on your mind tonight?
That TSA George guy, I was kind of confused. He kind of seemed disappointed he didn't get the American-style breakdown that he's used to giving to people.
No, I wouldn't say he was disappointed by it.
Well, he was complaining that they didn't check his eyeglass case and belt buckle. I couldn't tell if that was sarcasm.
No, I don't think it was a complaint as much as it was an observation.
So he was being sarcastic? Because, I mean...
No, he was telling the truth. I mean, that was what happened. I had asked him about what his experience was with airport security around the world, and he made some observations about what his experience was. I don't feel like it was a complaint.
He did point out on air afterwards that he had bought some kind of bought some kind of pocket knife someplace, and that nobody found it anywhere.
Yeah, and that's I don't know. You know, it just sounded like he was a little disappointed with. It not being
I don't know. I didn't detect that. Did you, Mark?
I didn't really see it that way. I mean, you know, the way I saw it was that other countries have, you know, less security. They're not getting blown up either. But he's just
What's a liberty-minded guy working for the TSA for anyway? That's another thing that's a little confusing.
The same reason they work for the police departments and other government agencies around the country. I mean, a lot of us wouldn't be able to bring ourselves to do that sort of a job, but some people do because, well, they need a job.
And they started out there, probably.
So groping people is now liberty-minded?
No, I wouldn't say that it is. I mean, I don't defend the work, personally, but...
Let me ask you this, and I get where you're coming from, but let me ask you this. If you were going through and you had accidentally left something in your pocket that might get you in trouble, would you rather have TSA George groping you or one of the other, you know, hundreds of thousands of TSA agents out there?
I don't know. George would probably do the whole check behind the belt buckle, check my eyeglass case. I don't know. He'd probably find the knife, but he'd probably do a pretty good job at it.
You think he's going to put you in prison for it?
He seems to know where to look. He seemed fully trained.
All right, well, I can tell you that if I had some kind of substance on me that, you know, that I would prefer...
Are you taking substances to the airport?
What's
honestly?
That? Have
You're
I?
Taking substances to the airport?
Nope. Well, look, do you think anybody in the United States, the thousands of people that fly every day, do you think anybody's ever forgot something?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd
man.
Say that probably they've forgotten something.
Look, you know, so everybody's got to have a job, and... Look, I understand that there are some jobs that, you know, liberty-oriented people don't tend to like, but I don't necessarily believe that the people who are doing those jobs, who might be libertarians or whatever they are bad people simply for doing the jobs.
No, I wouldn't say he's a bad person. I'm just surprised about his... They didn't check behind my belt buckle. Oh, God.
Well, I've got news for you, Josh. There are a number of people that are in positions that, you know, maybe you and I would find it morally reprehensible to take those jobs. But they, you know, they managed to do them, and they continue to do them, maybe because, as you said, Mark, they started in that job before they found the ideas of liberty, and then they've come to the ideas of freedom, and they're still at that job, and they maybe have a tough time leaving because they rely on the income from it, or whatever their reasons are. I don't know what each individual story is, but I tend to agree with Mark's perspective that I'd rather have a liberty-minded person for a police officer or a TSA agent than somebody who's not. And even if they're not, you know, 100% on board, remember, you know, you don't necessarily have to agree with 100% of the ideas of liberty in order to be a part of this movement and to help advance the cause of freedom. So, for instance...
I have a quick question on that point. Before I forget my question... So if there was let's take this, I don't know this guy, but if he did find something, a little bag of pot or something, would I know you can't speak on George's behalf, but a liberty-minded person, well, that's the guy slide through, I would think.
I think that's what Mark was suggesting to you earlier. I don't know if you understood what Mark was saying when he said that earlier.
I don't know what would necessarily. I'm not going to propose what somebody else would do. But if I was patting somebody down, you know, and I was in that position, I'm not looking to ruin somebody's life over a joint that they've got in their pocket. I'd be, you know, I'd toss that thing in the garbage so that, you know, none of us are going to get in any trouble as quickly as I possibly could and send them on their way is what I
would just look the other way on that one. I wouldn't even take it from them.
Is George still around? You should ask him if he would do that same thing.
You know, if he were, we would have.
Really, do you want to throw the guy's job? Is that what you're looking
for? Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. I wouldn't want to put him on the line like that. Josh, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, just to go, he seemed a little hostile. Josh did.
Well, and I understand. It, like, when you start out in the liberty movement, you get the ideas, and you're on fire for them. And it's easy, especially when you're not in New Hampshire, it's easy to look at it as an us-them situation. Those are the bad guys. We're the good guys.
And it is easy to look at that, especially when you live in a larger place. I'm not necessarily Lincoln, Nebraska is that much larger, but when you live in larger cities and the bureaucrats are more impersonal to you, it's easy to look at them as the bad guys. But if you live in a smaller place, like we do, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, population 25,000 on a good day, then it's easier to connect with the bureaucrats as human beings and come to understand that they're just not that different from you. It's just maybe they've come to accept a few things that we wouldn't agree with.
Also, if you want an us-them situation, consider, and that the government is the bad organization, consider that 14% of the population works for the government on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Those people have wives, children, brothers, sisters, and family members. There are people that work for contracting agencies that work for the government. And then there's just your average, flag-waving folks out there. And when you stack all those people, when you just stack up the people that are dependent on the government, you have more than 50% of the population. Really? You want to make it so that it's us against them when you're on the
losing
small side?
Yeah. Well, not only
it's
that,
not us against them. Everybody is a victim of the depredations of an inefficient and a tyrannical state. They're all us. They may work for some government agency.
Yeah.
Their job is not necessarily a pleasant one. But look, the clerk at the convenience store asks you for your ID when you're buying certain things. And they're not even getting a check from the government.
Right. How could you take a job like that?
How could you? Well, because I need a job.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. It's just reality. You know, there's principle and there's theory and philosophy, and then there's the reality that we all have to deal with every single day. Sometimes that means bending a few rules or more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can't do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
Come on. I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa. Hey. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait, now. Now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's great to be here, and things are just getting started. There's so much to do this week here. In fact, we've been so busy with guests on the microphone and taking your phone calls, we've barely even had a chance to scratch the surface on what's going on throughout the week. And, you know, I'm just looking here at this extraordinarily detailed and useful program guide. Of course, we're here at the LRN.FM media room, where there are a number of different radio programs that will be produced here. I think a record amount of radio hours will be produced here. It was a lot last year because Ernie was here, Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence. But this year, Flaming Freedom is going to be here on Tuesday and Saturday nights, plus some other great shows from LRN.FM. In fact, one of the hosts of Flaming Freedom is with us here tonight in the studio. And Dale Everett, welcome back on Free Talk Live. Former Thanks. Co-host of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Always nice to have
Once
you.
Once again, I had people recognize me as soon as they heard my voice.
Really?
Yeah, some people recognize me from Free Talk Live, and this year they recognize me from Flaming Freedom.
Did you have some Flaming Freedom cards on hand that you could say, oh, well, I'm on Flaming Freedom now, you should listen?
Well, that's how he recognized me from the show. But I'm actually really bad this year as far as bringing cards with me. I've got tons of them, and I forgot to bring them.
Well, on the good side, I did get a full page ad in the program guide, which does list your show, so you get a little bit of promotion out of that. But I'm sure that you're going to have a good time doing your show here live on Tuesday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We always have a great time when we do a live show.
Did you do it last year? Live?
Yes.
You did.
We did last year. We also did Liberty Forum, and both of them were a huge hit.
So tell me, what are you excited about with Porkfest this year?
Well, I'm in charge of the Flaming Freedom Bigger Gayer Dance Party. That's the big thing, obviously.
It was first it was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. Then in year number two, which was last year, it was Buzz's
Bigger Gay Dance Party.
And now it's the Bigger Gayer Dance Party.
That was a little bit scary when she passed the baton to us because she wasn't going to be able to be here this year. And my first thought was, I just want to make sure it still happens.
Yeah.
That was my primary concern. And then after that, my thought is, I want to not be in the red. I want to not get broke on it.
At least cover your costs.
Right. I would be happy as long as I covered my costs and it still happened, because it just seemed like such an important and integral event to Porkfest.
And it's coming up on Friday.
Yes.
So people who are listening tonight, maybe they aren't sure whether or not they can make it up sooner rather than later. Even if it's later, as long as you're here by Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is when it starts.
You'll be able to attend.
There's going
to
be a drag show.
There will be drag shows several points throughout the party. There will be like intermittent drag shows.
I see.
Yes.
Or actually, I take it back because of what you were telling me off the air. If you just show up on Friday without a ticket, you may not be able to attend the bigger, gayer dance party. Why?
That's exactly what I'm worried about. I started off worried that we might not be in the black. I was worrying about whether we'd make sure we just didn't lose money on the party. Now I'm worried that we may sell out tickets before we actually hit capacity. Even though we have a larger tent this year, I called, got the official capacity, and we're going to be fairly lenient with that because some people will hang out outside, some people will come and go, but even being lenient with it, I think there's a decent chance we will sell out of tickets this year. And if you come here expecting to buy your ticket at the door, it might be too late.
Yikes.
So I just want to, if you're really excited about going to the party, I just want to tell the people, if you really want to make sure you go, don't wait until Friday.
How does one get a ticket in advance?
There's a couple of different ways. The easy way is if you're willing to do it online, PayPal or Bitcoin, you can go to flamingfreedom.com/danceparty. Go ahead and reserve your ticket there. That's the safest way. And then if you're here already or if you're coming pretty soon in the week, we are selling tickets at the registration desk. So you can also get your ticket at the registration desk, pay cash. Just give us a name. We'll put you on the guest list, and you'll be set.
All right. So this year's Bigger, Gayer Dance Party is going to be bigger and gayer how?
Well, we do have drag shows this year, which we haven't had before.
Awesome.
Yes.
That, there has never been a drag show before at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And these are local New Hampshire drag queens who perform professionally in New Hampshire. And they're headed up by Super Gay Dre. That's our co-host, regular co-host Andre. And he's also doing a show, which is not so much a drag show, but he's very talented in entertainment. He's demonstrated himself to be very talented in entertainment. He's doing his own show.
They did the dance-off in Manchester. He and our very own Derek J, they had a competition where Andre represented Manchester and Derek J represented Keene. And it was a very heated competition from what I saw. It was a very close call, but Andre ended up pulling it off the victory, which, of course, I submit was absolutely unfair in that all of the judges, I believe, were from Manchester.
I was from Keene at the time. I was honestly rooting for Derek because I kind of know him a little better, and I lived in Keene for a long time, and I felt close to Derek. But I had to admit that Andre won that fair and square, and Derek as well admitted it. If you saw that, in fact, you will be eager to see what Andre does at the dance party.
Oh yeah.
So this is a dance party. It is primarily devoted to great music and dancing.
Right.
But
it's called
the
gay dance party. But let's be serious here, right? Like, it's full of heterosexuals.
It is.
You
it's going to be 95%.
5% outgunned.
But this is their chance to be gay for a day. You can be gay for a day.
He did a fine job with it last year with his rainbow-colored pimp hat.
Right. I mean, gay as in happy, right? Really, really happy and dancing your butt off. So come be gay for a day. But Andre put on such a great show there, and if you saw that, you're going to want to see him at the dance party. So we are going to have just short shows intermittently throughout the dance party.
Oh, cool.
Drag shows, and Andre's show is going to be one of the first ones.
How long is the event?
The event is 3 hours from 3 to 6 on Friday, and we're also having a great raffle. There are going to be lots of chances to win something in the raffle, and there are chances to win best dance performance, best drag, and most outrageously gay costume, I believe, is the other.
So cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I know I had a blast last year.
You can win silver from Silver Circle Movie.
I was getting silver last year just for dancing. It was great.
That's nice. Yeah, you might just get tipped if you dance well. So
I don't know if I was dancing well, but somebody liked it.
Yeah, well, you look like Ichabod Crane all akimbo up there.
Hey, whatever, man. You didn't do it. You didn't
right,
dance.
I didn't
all
do
right,
it.
Then. So what else, man? What else is going on in the world of Flaming Freedom?
Well, we are twice a week now. As you said, we're going to be here Tuesday night and Saturday night.
Right.
And we continue to broadcast out of Manchester every Tuesday night and Saturday night from 10 p.m. until midnight.
It's the gayest show in the Liberty Movement.
That's right.
It's one of the only, it's probably one of the only... you know, I guess nationally available LGBT programs, period, right? I mean, how many of those are there? I know Clear Channel has one of them that they produce for their progressive talk stations.
But if you're looking for a generically gay show, I think there are probably a fair number of those. But as far as a liberty-leaning
show, markets, I think you would probably find them like in San Francisco, in New York City, in L.A. You probably would find local radio stations with LGBT content on them that are produced locally. But I mean,
there's a Vermont show called That's So Gay, I think, out of Brattleboro, which is pretty friendly with us.
But are they heard outside of Brattleboro?
I don't believe so.
That's what I'm saying. You like, how many shows are there in the LGBT universe, if you will, that are actually something you can listen to outside of just one marketplace on the radio?
And what I'm finding interesting is that a lot of liberty-loving people really like our show, whether they're gay
or not. You guys have a good time.
We have a lot of straight fans of the show.
Well, and you and your co-host Neil have known each other for how many years now?
Five
years. I mean, so you've got a good rapport going back and forth, and you know how to poke fun at him, and
I do.
Yeah.
In spades. Yes. He makes it really easy, actually.
Whether he's looking,
I should slip him a dollar for some of the openings he gives me to make fun of him.
Right. Whether he's looking at jailbait porn in the studio or whatever it is that he does, it's fun stuff.
Oh, good.
But my goal with the show primarily, if I had to list my number one reason for wanting to do a liberty leaning LGBT talk show, is I feel like a lot of people who describe as liberal, especially people in the LGBT communities, mm-hmm. are so close to being libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're a hair away. Sometimes it's an economics 101 lesson away from being libertarian.
Sure.
And
I
so I feel like they're a very receptive audience to the message, and we can get a lot more libertarians from the left if we approach them correctly with the right type of communication.
Yep, I think that's absolutely the case, and that's been my observation over the last decade, is that it's easier to bring liberals, people that consider themselves liberals, to the ideas of liberty than it is conservative. That's been my experience. I don't know if that's yours, Mark.
Well, conservative is sort of by their nature. Speaking as somebody who's I call myself ethnically conservative because I just tend to be that way. They're not people that are really about change. So changing some philosophy here and there can be much more difficult.
Some of the people who would describe themselves as libertarian, they might use the word libertarian very, very liberally. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was an interesting juxtaposition of mm-hmm. phrases. But they might use the word a lot, but they seem to be very authoritarian loving people. They love the police state. They mm-hmm. love military. They love the pro-war interfering in other people's business around the world. They defend all of that, and to me, that's the most anti-libertarian stuff out there.
Absolutely.
So they love the word, but at their heart, they seem very authoritarian.
All right, so looking forward to Flaming Freedom. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Bigger Gayer Dance Party, coming up Friday. Get your tickets tonight. Lock in the tickets. It was flamingfreedom.com/danceparty. Dance Party. That's where you want to do it. And there's more coming up here. We still have an hour left of this edition of Free Talk Live. We're here all week long, live from the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.